Inspirato.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to pause this edition of Inspirato Projecta because of an emergency broadcast system.
Inspirato Projecto.
What you're about to hear here. Welcome, by the way, to Inspirato Projecto podcast. Thank you so much for listening. What you're about to hear here is an interview I had with an Uber driver. I've not announced this on my podcast yet, but my mom passed away February 5th at 9:47 p.m. And so I will be uploading audio of my interviews with doctors who are trying to help her out with her lung cancer. Some conversations I've had with my mom. Those are forthcoming. This interview was with an Uber driver after I came back from my mom's memorial. Her memorial was April 16th. And I was out there the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And so, I was on my way back, and I decided I was going to interview this Uber driver. And so let's take a gander at what he has to say concerning Buddhism and traveling. Thank you for listening to Inspirato Projecto.
ChatGPT, I'm so happy that you're telling me about this right now. Okay, what are some of the questions you're asking it?
Like, why do people travel, and what are some of the reasons that people travel, and why is traveling so desirable?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never really wanted to travel. It just suddenly just came to me that, hey, the opportunity's here, and I'm in a position where I can travel.
Trying to find the authenticity, you're trying to find the roots of what's really driving it all, huh?
I'm trying to find something. Like, I know that I would love to go to Thailand because I'm fascinated with Buddhism, and it would be great to try to find nirvana and all this, you know, really dive into the spiritual aspect. But on the other hand, I also feel like I want to do something crazy in my life where, like, I don't have any tattoos, but, like, you know, just climb, like, have a crazy story of, like, climbing a mountain, meeting up, you know, someone that does tattoos with a chisel, and the only way you can get the tattoo is if you climbed a mountain. Like, those kind of
right.
stories are what I really want to drive my exploration or drive
it's
my...
It's funny that you're saying that, because I was just reading, you know, there's this, like, I think she's a Filipina, mm-hmm. like, and she's like 100-something years old, and she's the only one, like, last living, like, part of this tribe, last living woman who mm-hmm. does this specific kind of tattoo with a chisel. That you can find, like, in this forest that's... She's like the last of this kind that does this.
That's what really is.
Whoa. Dude, we've been coming across some crazy drivers, huh?
Yeah.
So what got you into Buddhism? What was the key? What was the start?
I think it was... I started fasting.
Mm-hmm.
I've gained weight since, but there was a 6-month duration where I was just, it was just zen for me. Everything mm-hmm. was serendipity. Everything was just falling right.
Serendipity?
Yes.
Oh my God, I love synchronicity. Serendipity, that's my language. That's my language.
It was just, everything was falling into place. I was drinking a lot of water,
mm-hmm.
eating non-processed food. I couldn't even imagine eating Subway or any of these other foods. It was
mm-hmm.
I started to pick up little things. Like, I listened to Sad Guru, who's a guru. A lot of stuff resonated with me. For example, like, if you eat animals, the cow knows prior to it dying. And
oh,
it releases
so hormones. Sad.
Yeah, it releases.
Plus, they're pumped with all that, all those hormones and all that aggression and all that stuff that's, like, in the meat that you end up eating, huh?
Yeah, because the cow knows it's going to die, so it releases depression, anxiety, into, you know, and then when you consume it, it resonated with me. It might not be scientific, but it really resonated with me. And during those six-month period, I was walking, like, 5 miles a day, and my mind was clearer than ever. So that's how I started to look into, like, Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not to say that I'm going to be a Buddhist or a monk, but
mm-hmm.
I like to take little bits and pieces from different religions.
Right.
And implement it to my life if it makes sense. And,
right. And we are all just spiritual beings wrapped up in a human camouflage, basically.
Yeah. And when I meditate, I realize that more. I realize, like, my brain is here. My body's here. My brain is one. I start to see things differently, and I feel like I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm trying to plan it, but then I'm thinking to myself, why? Why am I planning it?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I just go? Why don't I just...
That's right. You're fully tuned into your intuition, and I mean, and that's why we're talking tonight, after all, is because of your path and your commitment to your decisions and unapologetic appreciation for that. That's why I'm in your car tonight, you know, to help remind you of that and help, I think, encourage you towards those directions, to remind you that, you know, you're on the right path. And
I feel like it's a safe decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I made it when I was in the right place,
mm-hmm.
in my mind. I feel like there's nothing to regret, because I didn't go 10 years ago, so I got to see what LA would be like for these, you know, since I graduated with my master's, I tried to tough it out. I tried to see what, you know, LA has to offer. And I finally feel like the sign is there without any responsibilities. I don't even own a goldfish. I don't have a cat. I don't have a pet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not married. I don't have children. So no responsibilities.
Right. You're not tied to anything.
Yeah. And aside from that, I also have the income that's going to come from my condo. So it's not like I have to quickly go over somewhere and find a job. So it makes the most sense to not play this hamster wheel game and just, you know, and do what my spirit wants to do. Go wherever I want to go.
I love it. The universe just keeps affirming the fact that you just need to follow your heart and
yeah.
go in the directions that feel most satisfactory.
Well, you know, going
right
to
on the left side. Yeah, satisfaction, relaxation, and just listening to your own intuition, you know? Gosh, man. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Likewise.
Thanks for sharing your life with me, man. Thanks for sharing your inspirations with me. I foresee extraordinary things for you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing your life with me.
Thank you for hearing me out.
It's all going to work out great. Take care.
Thank you, Kurt.
Have a good night. That was incredible. These kinds of things happen. I'm kind of inspired to kind of like just walk around the block right now. I'm gonna do it. After tonight's encounter with my old buddy Phil Donlin and Debbie, who was his wife for an extended period of time. I never got into it with him as to why he divorced her or why, you know, why things didn't work out. But I'm happy to see they're back together again. And things are working out well for them. I love it. I think it's phenomenal. And it just makes me very happy to know that these two spirits are back together again. Now all of a sudden there's this guy who's into Buddhism and plugging into the universe. Tonight, Phil and I were at a bar called Tam O'Shanter. Tam O'Shanter has been owned by the same people 100 years. It's been there for 100 years. Owned by the same people. And just good vibes, you know? It's a historic location. Walt Disney used to hang out there. They used to call it the unofficial Disney commissary. There's a great photo up on the wall that I saw. I took a photo of it. Was drawn by a Disney artist. It's got Mickey Mouse in it. And these guys behind that bar are Irish. And throughout that night, they were having one of those trivia nights. You know, sometimes these bars, they have these trivia nights. And there's a DJ out there who is putting out some questions about some certain things. And Phil happened to dig these people out of, he helped them win by giving them answers. And what's so cool is that it's on the honor system. So they'll ask some questions. And sure, anybody can actually look online and find out the answers to these questions. But it's on the honor system. So these people, they said normally there are 8 of us, and I think there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 of them. And what's interesting was early on the night, I gave Phil 2 stickers. And he goes, you know what? I feel like you need to give it to these people. I go, okay, well, I'll give you 2 more stickers. I was like, you know, like, you keep your stickers, and I'll give stickers to them. And so, turns out that this blonde woman who was there was a cousin of a girl named Desiree. Desiree is an ex-girlfriend of Tommy Bowie of Yachtly Crew, which is the yacht rock band I'm in. And I said, of course, you know Desiree, of course. And all the people there knew Desiree. Desiree's dad is a clown. He used to work for Ringling Brothers. And I'd always ask her questions about her dad. And then she'd, there's some construction workers right now. There's 1, 2, 3 of these dudes up on a very high pole right now. Amazing. This is amazing. There's a light shining up on these dudes. Incredible. There's 3 guys up there. Might be 4. They are way up there. These guys look like they're in a video game. Do you hear that? Like, man, these guys are like, who knows how many feet up there? They're just working on this telephone pole. So at the bar tonight, Tam O'Shanter, it turns out that this woman was friends with Desiree. I mean, she is cousins with Desiree. And I was telling them about Omega Mart, which I went to go see with Kristen. And they said, oh my gosh, we've been thinking of go seeing Omega Mart. And things just like, really just kept stacking and stacking. And Phil brought me Phil allowed me to, so I can't, I went back to his house with Debbie, and he told a bunch of stories. It was phenomenal to hear these stories. I got this cream soda in my hand right now, which I'm waiting to drink. It is just, amazing to hang out with him again, to see Debbie again. All these extraordinary stories. The one guy who was there
was part of the thing. His dad, who is long gone at this point, he passed. His dad is named Anthony M. Campos, and he wrote a book called The Religious Odyssey of Tony Campos, the story of a 10-year religious odyssey with the sacred mushroom, a God-manifested entity as a guide. The paperback is $20. I'm very compelled to get this book to see what the heck is going on here. There are a lot of serendipities going on, and definitely something to pay attention to. So, anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this, and I trust that you will continue to experience extraordinary synchronicities in your life. Thank you for listening to Inspirato Projecto. What an extraordinary conversation, huh? Wow, you never know who you're going to meet, what kind of stuff they're going to talk about, what kind of deep dives they're going on. At the top of the episode, we heard Baba Booey from Yachtly Crew and our ramshackle Inspirato Projecto song. Thank you, Baba Booey, for adding your tidbits to this episode. And also, thank you, Nick Tierce, for closing out the episode. Nick Tierce is with Mesmer and Braid. They are behind the app called Holo Vista, HOLOVISTA. And you could go to mesmerandbraid.com to check out what's going on there. It's a whole ARG. It's perfect. I'll put a link in the show description. So thank you, Nick Tierce. Thank you, everybody who are listening. Take care.
Hi, this is Nick Tierce, and you're listening to Inspirato Projecto.